Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Hey there, everybody. Here's some bonus stuff you should know. This time it's about traveling to Orlando for business. Orlando has tons of places to host your conferences and meetings. Dr. Michael Edwards, CEO of Ocean Insight, said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. And when the day is done, you can kick off each evening at one of 46 Michelin-rated restaurants. What's not to love? So check out Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me, as always, is Charles W. Chuck Bryant, suffering from what looks like a headache.
No, I just did that.
Oh, okay.
That was... method podcasting.
I know. And I was falling for it on purpose.
So, what's your witty intro? Because this is a fan request. One of our super fan buddies. Yeah, Coop.
Chuck. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Does he have migraines?
Cooper. We'll say his name, Aaron Cooper. He doesn't mind.
Oh, he's all over the place.
He has been asking for this podcast for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally wrote him today. I was like, Merry Christmas, jerk.
Yeah, can you imagine having a migraine? That's bad enough. Having a migraine in Kansas is like a million times worse.
And having to listen to us make fun of it. Aaron requested this, and I just want to go ahead and say Aaron has the auras, which we'll get to.
Uh-huh.
He has alternating sides that they occur on.
Sounds pretty standard.
Been having them since he was a kid, and he has his triggers, food-based sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar, caffeine, water, and he has his treatment now, which is when he sees the aura, he knows it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Two Excedrin migraines, dark room, and water and nap for like an hour and a half, and he says he's gotten way better at staving them off.
Good.
So that's Koopa said I would feature you. So there. Now give me my money.
There's the introduction.
Is it really?
Oh, I'm glad you did that because I had none.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
So, Chuck.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about migraines. It sounds like from what you just described, Cooper is sadly a pretty typical migraine sufferer in that you have to really pay attention to it yourself,
mm-hmm.
figure out what works for you, what triggers it,
yeah.
when it's coming, and basically treat yourself.
Yeah.
Because doctors don't really have much of an idea of what migraines are. We know that they're not headaches because headaches are caused by vasoconstriction in the brain.
Tightening of blood vessels, right?
That is right, Chuck.
Yes.
They used to think that migraines were caused by vasodilation, just the opening of blood vessels in the brain.
Right.
That's still a common factor in migraines, but that's not the only piece to the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, migraines typically focus on one side or the other.
Uh-huh.
They seem to be passed down among families.
Yeah, I think if one of your parents had migraines, you're about 50% more likely. And if both of your parents had them, you're 70% more likely to have
them. You are 70% in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your parents have them at all? Did they? No.
Have you ever had one?
No.
You don't get them?
No. And I seem to remember my mom or my dad saying that they had them, but it may have been a cluster headache. We'll get to those later. There's other things.
Then it was 10 times likelier that it was your dad that said that then.
Because men are 10 times more likely to get cluster headaches. Mm-hmm. But women are more likely to get migraines, right? Like 18% of women get mm-hmm. migraines and 6% of men.
That would make women 3 times more likely.
Yeah.
That's in America at least. 12 to 24 Americans have migraines.
24 million.
Right. There's 100 homeless people worldwide.
Correct. So they can, and this is the general overview. They can last anywhere from a few minutes to some reports of years. without stop, which...
Can you imagine?
No.
Why would you be alive still?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Even an hour would be horrible, but
yeah.
Years, days, months, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't get headaches much at all, but when I do, I'm not a happy camper.
No.
Loss of vision, vomiting, tremors, stroke-like symptoms. These are what migraines can do to you.
Right. And that you hit upon something with that last one, the stroke conditions or stroke symptoms.
Yeah.
The migraine has been kind of, it's been taken out of the realm of headaches and has recently been reclassified as a neurobiological condition.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And the stroke symptoms you talked about, a type of migraine suffer from these stroke-like symptoms, like they have cognitive impairment, like they can't recognize words
right.
All of a sudden.
Numbness, like their arm will go numb.
Yeah, they can't talk correctly.
Yeah.
And when that happens, there's a migraine coming, right?
Yeah.
There's our setup.
Yes.
Oh, also triggers. That's a big one, too.
Yeah, there's always a trigger, and they can – we'll talk about the triggers in detail, but they can vary. It's all according to the person. They're different for everybody.
Right. So here's what we know so far is going on in the brain, right?
Yes.
There's some sort of trigger,
mm-hmm.
right? And we'll talk about triggers, but let's say you, the example used is you didn't eat like you normally do.
Yeah, you didn't get out for lunch at noon.
Right. And something in that lack of routine or change in routine sets off the nociceptors in the brain, pain receptors.
Mm-hmm.
The remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The nociceptors release chemicals called neuropeptides.
Yeah.
And neuropeptides are unique. They're neurotransmitters, which means that this is how one neuron communicates with another.
Mm-hmm.
They create the electrochemical impulse that creates the language of the brain,
yeah,
right?
You know a lot about this stuff now.
I do.
You're well-versed in the brain, my friend.
Yeah. But and this is where it relates to migraines. Neuropeptides, these proteins, can be a neurotransmitter or they can be a neuromodulator.
Right.
And a neuromodulator can turn the volume up or down on the transmission of other neurotransmitters, right? In this case, these neuropeptides turn the volume way up
mm-hmm.
on the pain receptors in the brain. And so all of a sudden, you start to experience a headache like you've never had before in your entire life.
Yeah, it basically makes these pain-sensing cells way more sensitive
mm-hmm.
than they ever would have been.
Right. The neuropeptides also, for some reason, relax blood vessels in the brain, which causes the vasodilation.
Mm-hmm.
But they also think that this is what causes the auras.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, the auras, I don't even think we said what that is. It's like a sort of a hallucinogenic visual thing that happens. Lights, lines, blurry things. And they will.
Or tunnel vision's a
tunnel
really
vision,
common one.
And they will proceed. It's a warning sign, like mm-hmm. migraines are coming.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 minutes, maybe a day, but it's a coming.
Right.
So that's what auras are.
Right. And they think that that comes from this vasodilation in the brain. Like basically your brain's just doing something screwy because all of a sudden there's a lot more blood flow in it. Maybe something's getting pressed on, something's getting a lot more oxygen, it's overworking. Who knows?
Well, they can also cause leakage, actual leakage.
Right. Eventually, and that makes the tissue around the brain swell in your skull. So you have a lot
yeah.
more oxygen. You have leaking blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
You have these auras. And you have this cascade of heightened pain reception
yeah.
in the brain. And there is your migraine,
yeah,
as far as we understand it now.
This is the most recent thinking of what migraines are.
I know. Some guy just told us this like 30 minutes
30
ago.
30 minutes ago. Hot off the presses.
Yeah.
And since we mentioned triggers, we should talk about those for a second. They can depend on they're not even the same for everyone, as Coop pointed out. They can be different things for him. Like sometimes he said caffeine will trigger it. Sometimes a lack of caffeine will trigger it.
Right. It seems
so thanks
like
a lot,
the one,
body.
The one constant in migraines is that they are triggered by change.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, true.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that's really good.
Thanks.
So like food related, some say that caffeine, alcohol,
mm-hmm.
Cheese, gluten, nuts, soy, MSG, they can be triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Smells, strong smells.
Foods with strong smells like sauerkraut, onions.
Cologne. You get on an elevator with somebody with really heavy perfume, you might
lots
get off
of cool water
with an aura happening.
Yeah, and you're going to be like, curse you, Snoop Dogg.
Right? they can be behavioral, like we said, if you don't get enough sleep or if you didn't eat on time. Or if you're stressed, or maybe you just had sex.
Or you're not having sex.
Or you're not having sex. That's a real bummer. Exercise. You exercise too hard, or you don't exercise enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you never can tell. That's what makes migraines such jerks.
No, and this is, we should say, like, all of these are, like, the characteristics, the symptoms of all of the migraine sufferers in the world.
Yeah, sure.
For one person, it might be, they might be, no sex, anchovy, caffeine sufferer.
That's my Friday night, dude.
Right? Yeah. There's also hormones.
Yeah, and that's why they think that women might have more than men, because of hormonal changes that women experience that men do not.
Right. And there's a lot of correlative evidence.
Thank you.
That implicate hormones in migraines. Like migraines typically start after puberty.
In women.
Right. Mm-hmm. When the hormones really start kicking in.
Yeah.
They are very, very rare in women after menopause, mm-hmm. when hormones are depleted. They actually can come about again in postmenopausal women with hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm. They can correlate with menstruation.
Yep. And when a woman becomes pregnant, has been pregnant.
Uh-huh.
The migraines often subside or just go away completely.
Right. So there's something to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot to it. The sad thing is we have no idea what it is.
Right.
You know, there's some poor schmo out there having a migraine right now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anybody can do to help him right now.
Well, maybe the dulcet tones of Josh Clark and his earbuds will make that go away. You think?
Maybe.
because there are environmental factors that can make them happen, so maybe they can make them go away.
I would think that the dulcet tones of my voice would cause a migraine.
No.
Like a flashing light. Like, remember the Nissan Pulsar?
Yeah.
Do you remember the brake light went beep, beep, beep,
oh, yeah.
beep? They actually had to slow the pattern because people were having seizures, apparently.
Really?
That is probably an urban legend, but it's a good one that I remember from the 80s.
That sounds very much like an urban legend. Loud noises, strong smells, like we said, weather pattern, like rain.
Yeah.
Weather
rain's
systems.
A big one.
Yeah.
Either when it's about to come on or it's just changed, subsided.
Right.
Especially when it happens quickly, e.g. the summer.
Right.
The change in barometric pressure, I suspect, has a lot to do with that.
Josh, what are the types of migraines?
Well, Chuck, there is the classic migraine. We're going to start with the second first.
Okay.
There's the classic migraine. That is preceded by an aura of
mm-hmm.
some sort.
Mm-hmm.
The head pain comes on, and you're in big trouble.
Right.
Right? There's also chronic migraines, which are arguably among the worst.
That's these, more than 15 a month?
Yeah. That's basically, it's a lot of classic migraines.
Right.
Right? Common migraines. This is migraine pain with no aura.
Yeah, no aura.
Yeah. This is like a Burger King of horrible headaches, isn't it? Like, however you want it.
Yeah. But they did say that the common migraine, though, while you may not have an aura, there might be feelings of euphoria or cognitive problems signaling, like, here, it's a coming.
Right. Which is so depressing if you think about it. You're like,
it's awful.
Man, I feel great. And then you think, oh, crap, here comes the migraine.
Yeah. there are ocular migraines. Which you get aura symptoms without the pain of the headache, and they can just be like 30 minutes, and they go away. So I don't understand if there's no pain involved, and all you're getting is the hallucinogenic aura symptoms, like, what's the rub? I mean, imagine it's distracting, but...
Right. And it's probably a little concerning, like, you're like, am I losing my mind? Do I have a brain tumor?
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to hear from someone that suffers from ocular migraines, actually. I want a better understanding of that firsthand.
Abdominal migraines, common in children, pretty awful. It's like all of the symptoms of a migraine except for the head pain. So you have sensitivity to light,
nausea,
vomiting,
mm-hmm.
Screeching at anybody who tries to talk to you, that kind of thing.
Hey, everybody. Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater, perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
You know, the other thing Coop said is that he very much used to experience, well, he still experiences the nausea, but he said that he has gained such control over his vomit reflex that he has not thrown up since 1984, since Ghostbusters, he said.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also referenced Seinfeld, of course.
I was going to say, the black and white cookie.
That's right. Then there are cluster headaches, which we mentioned, that men get more often, and they are not migraines, but they say they may be the most painful headache of all.
Well, you remember in Donnie Darko where Drew Barrymore tells everybody there's some linguist who said that cellar door is the most beautiful phrase in the English language? Cluster headaches, those two words.
It's the worst.
They evoke, do you know what a grape shot cannonball is? What it looks like?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I see one of those, but they're white and squishy balls that are connected together almost like tumors, but they're real circular. They're spherical.
What
right?
are you talking about?
And they start to like kind of drip and fall off, but they're constantly replaced. That's what comes into my mind's eye when I hear the word, the term cluster headache.
Jeez. Well, it sounds like it's that bad because it's a sudden explosion of pain after you've gone to sleep. Mm-hmm. Like you'll be asleep and you'll wake up with this happening very quickly, and it's usually behind one of your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what my dad used to have because he used to talk about it's right here, and he'd point at his eye. And I would just laugh and say, Dad, you're so funny.
Give me some money.
So
I'm getting that one in one way or another.
The reason they call them cluster headaches, Josh, is because they occur a bunch of times over the course of a couple of weeks. Then they'll go away.
Right.
Like for a year maybe. And then they'll come back.
In clusters.
In clusters.
Over several weeks or whatever.
And then go ahead with the thunderclap headache because I never heard of that.
Thunderclap headaches are very sudden, very severe. They're pretty much cluster headaches, except they don't follow the same pattern. They just kind of come and go. They don't seem to follow any kind of pattern, really.
Yeah, and it's like they're shorter.
Right.
But if you get a thunderclap headache, you may have blood pooling in your brain, and you need to go see a doctor.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sign that there's something very wrong with your brain.
Yes.
And we should say cluster headaches and thunderclap headaches don't tend to occur in families, whereas migraines do.
Oh, look at you. So how do you know? How do you get diagnosed with this?
Basically, you go in and say, I think I have a brain tumor, and the doctor starts running tests on you using MRIs, CAT scans, spinal taps.
So they rule everything else out.
Everything else is ruled out, and they go, I think you might have migraines.
Right.
But since we can't really explain migraines, I can't say for certain.
Spinal Tap. You ever had one of those?
No.
Well, there's no reason that you should have.
Have you?
No, of course not. Not of course not. People have them, but I just, you know, you always laugh at Spinal Tap because the band and the movie, but
right.
You don't think about a needle going into your spine. It's what they're doing. They're tapping your spine like you right. tap a maple tree for syrup.
And it's a big, long, like pretty heavy gauge
needle. Oh, I'm sure.
Needle. It's not like a tiny one. It's big.
I'd need more than a local anesthetic for that, my friend. Knock me out completely.
I don't know that they can, because I think you have to be cognizant and aware and in control of your body so you don't move.
Wow. No, thank you. Some weird symptoms. We talked about nausea and vomiting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can also fart a lot.
I saw that. Flatulence, right? Problem flatulence?
You
even?
Can urinate a lot. You can be really thirsty. You can smell weird things that aren't there. You can think that your appendages have grown in size.
Mm-hmm.
Like my arm has grown.
If they actually have, it's probably just overeating.
If your arm grows?
If your appendages grow in size.
Food cravings, temporary blindness, no fun.
No.
This is what Coop suffers from.
Poor guy.
And he still takes the time to do all those Photoshop jobs of us. What a guy.
He does. He did a really good job with the Step Brothers one. I mean, did you look at the detail in it?
They're all really good.
Yeah. That was the peak.
Yeah. So, you got a migraine, Josh. What do you do?
Well, again, people seem to treat themselves or tend to treat themselves. They figure out what their triggers are. So they become very aware.
Yeah.
If you're a chocolate, sitar, shouldn't exercise, right? If that's you.
That's my Friday night.
You're gonna stay away from exercise.
Uh-huh.
You're going to stay away from sitar music.
Pretty easy.
And you're going to not eat chocolate, which sucks, but
yeah.
That's what you're going to do. And so you're going to prevent it.
Right.
And there's acute treatment and there's preventative treatment. So you can prevent it by paying attention to what triggers these things.
Right.
Paying attention to, like, if you get an aura.
Yeah.
Then your acute treatment kicks in. Maybe you are going to treat yourself acutely even before an aura kicks in, if you've exposed yourself to one of your triggers.
Sure.
And then if you do get the idea that you're going to have a migraine, you can often treat them, like Coop said, with, you know, a couple of Excedrin migraines, which are really just NSAIDs.
Right? Yeah, Tylenol, Advil, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Right. And that's going to keep your brain from vasodilating. Supposedly.
Yeah, and with Excedrin, we should say that they specifically made the migraine pill, and it's a combination of aspirin, acetaminophen, and caffeine, which migraine people said that works for me.
Oh, totally.
So they said, all right, we'll sell it to you.
If you take these before head pain comes on.
Yes.
Once your head pain comes on, you need something stronger called sumatriptan.
Yeah.
Sumatriptan, which is also called Imitrex. Remember the Imitrex ads with the semi coming at you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, apparently this stuff works after your head has started exploding.
Yeah, and it works pretty well from what most people say, right?
Right. I think also it's one of those things where it either works for you or it doesn't.
Oh, I guess if it works really well, you're going to go all over the internet and say how great it is.
Right. But I think it can not work in people. But if you have nausea, if you have vomiting,
right.
Fortunately for you, there is sumatriptan. I hope that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Nasal sprays.
Yeah.
So you can't puke that back up.
Nope.
There's also injections. If you go to the hospital with a migraine, they're probably going to give you an injection of that. But as the author says in this article, you can get your very own Imitrex injection.
Yeah. Give yourself a shot.
Yeah.
Preventative, they found that, and this is always so weird with me for prescription drugs, when they find the off-label use, they're like, well, your blood pressure meds are stopping your migraines. That's cool. And there's a whole host of these. Antidepressants.
Yeah.
Like I said, blood pressure medication.
Antihistamine, ciproheptadine.
cholesterol drugs, cardiovascular, calcium channel blockers. They can all help with migraines.
With channel blockers, I wonder if that has to do with this, if it slows down the transmission of neurotransmitters, because they go through ion channels. That's where the actual molecules go through.
I bet you're right.
So I wonder if that has something to do with it. And then obviously with like a blood pressure medicine, that's going to keep vasodilation from occurring.
Yeah.
And then serotonin. They figured out that, like you said, antidepressants and other drugs that act on serotonin regulation or production have been shown to alleviate migraines or keep migraines from coming on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So serotonin has something to do with it. Serotonin, hormones, anchovies.
The crazy brain.
Sitar music.
Botox.
Supposedly.
Well, they just found that one of the weird side effects reported was that fewer migraines and fewer headaches, but no one should go out and get Botox to relieve their migraines. We're not saying that. It's just we call that a sidebar.
We do.
Hey everybody, Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
And what about what Emily likes to call hokey pokey treatments and what other people call alternative medicine?
Well, the one that jumped out at me is Butterbur.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that.
I hadn't either, but it's an herbal supplement. The problem is it may contain cancer-causing compounds.
Yeah.
So it's like, no more migraines or early death from cancer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Riboflavin, eat your broccoli, coenzyme Q10 supplements.
CoQ10.
Oh, you know about CoQ10?
Sure.
Feverfew, it's an herbal supplement that apparently helps. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And then there are different things you can do, like massage, breathing techniques, yoga, acupuncture has been said to help some folks. If you're into this alternative thing.
Well, I think whatever helps.
Well, sure.
You know? Well, Chuck, let's finish this. Let's bring this migraine to an end.
With famous people?
Yeah. So apparently there is a theory of the migraine personality.
Yeah.
That people who have migraines are more driven, more creative.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people who are driven and creative or were who had migraines like...
or were before migraines killed them.
Right, exactly. Virginia Woolf, Cervantes, Nietzsche, Elvis,
yeah.
Freud, Monet, Van Gogh. It's also possible that all these people just happened to have migraines and were creative
sure.
and famous, and there really isn't a migraine personality.
You know Percy Harvin? He's a Minnesota Vikings receiver.
Yes.
Played for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, why? I just have a visceral reaction to that name.
Yeah, he's a migraine sufferer, and he'll, it keeps him out of practice, out of games. He has to go basically home and seclude himself in a dark room. Apparently they're really, really bad.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he played for Florida, I don't want to wish that on anybody. Maybe Tim Tebow.
Maybe. Who's this Auburn coach?
Gene Chizik?
Yeah.
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 What about him?
Let's wish some migraines on him.
You got anything else?
I'm done.
So, Coop, I hope, buddy, you have a good Christmas and that your migraines, I hope we enlightened you some. He's probably like, nah.
Yeah, I already knew all this.
Yeah, thanks anyway. This is what I've been waiting 2 years for.
Well, how about this? Let's wish, let everybody just go and wish that the scientists will hurry up and cure migraines.
Okay.
How about that? If you want to learn more about migraines and see a picture of a brain getting hit by lightning, you can type that word in. Oh, we didn't talk about the word migraine. Check the etymology of the word migraine, I should say. It comes from two words. Hemicrania, half a brain, remember? It only hits part of your brain at once. And another word, megrim, which is actually now another word for migraine. But megrim, back in the 18th century, meant basically a low feeling on a whim, or what a delicate woman would experience, you know, when she, you know how women used to faint, or they'd think women fainted a lot or whatever? This was associated with the, migraines were associated with women.
Ah.
So, megrim, hemicrania, migraine.
Gotcha.
If you want to learn more about migraines and hemicrania and megrims and...
Seagrams?
Sure. Type in either seagrams or migraine in the search bar at howstuffworks.com, and that should bring up something interesting.
Okay? It should.
Since I said handy search bar, it's time for a listener mail.
Josh, this is about first kisses. We got a lot of great emails. I'm going to read one of them now because this is a nice message attached. Hi, guys, including Jerry. I just listened to your podcast on kissing and made me think about my first kiss. I'm 27 years old, and my first kiss happened but 2 years ago when I was 25. Growing up, I never dated, and sadly, not by my own choosing. I would admire the popular boys from afar and imagine what it would be like to kiss them. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
When high school came around, I had a lot of friends, but began feeling bad about myself because I never had a boyfriend. No one was interested in dating me. I was always the best friend who was just one of the guys.
Wait, Chuck, I'm confused. Is this from a guy or a girl?
It's from a girl.
Oh, okay.
It took a long time, but eventually I gained a tentative peace with just being single. Then one day, strings swelling. Then one day, I met Dylan.
Awesome.
We became friends. 6 months later, a miracle happened. He actually was interested in me, and I was interested in him at the same time.
Ta-da!
We started dating. We had our first kiss, which quickly turned into a full-blown makeout.
Wow.
Which, you know, usually the first kiss does, if you did it right.
That's going from, you know, 0 to 60 pretty fast.
That's right. It was amazing and completely worth waiting for. We are still together, and the kisses are frequent. All to say that I want to encourage, here's where the good message comes in. All to say that I want to encourage anyone out there who feels like they are a late bloomer in life in the romance department. I believe there is a lid for every pot, and someday that person who is worth the wait will show up in your life. On a side note, when I first started listening to your podcast, I thought the woman at the beginning was saying from housetoforks.com. I was very confused how it related. That is from Leah in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Earth.
Leah, thank you very much for writing in. Stay warm up there in Calgary this winter.
I was a late bloomer. Not 25, but... You're just ignoring that.
Well, you threw me off. I want to hear some late bloomer stories.
No, there are none. I was just a late bloomer, and there people bloom at different times. And
I'm
still blooming, buddy.
I want to hear late bloomer stories that don't necessarily have anything to do with kissing. But if you bloomed lately in some realm, I want to hear about it. Do you want to hear about it?
Absolutely.
We want to hear some emails about it. You can wrap it up and send it to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, everybody, are you thirsty? Well, sip on pure, refreshing Richard's Rainwater. Yes, it's really rain, caught clean before it hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's Rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater or the long-lasting and cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. Sip the sky. Hey there, everybody. Here's some bonus stuff you should know. This time, it's about traveling to Orlando for business. Orlando has tons of places to host your conferences and meetings. Dr. Michael Edwards, CEO of Ocean Insight, said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. And when the day is done, you can kick off each evening at one of 46 Michelin-rated restaurants. What's not to love? So check out Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.